place I'm sending you to is a place that will require my grace. And because of your faithfulness in this house, walk in the double portion, both of you, in Jesus' name. For you have gone through the various junctures, even as my servant Elisha, and you did not take your eyes off of the man of God that I placed over you. And so because of that, you will see my anointing flow upon you, and you will strengthen that which is already built. But I will begin to walk up and down the streets of Philadelphia, and you shall make room for my children, saith the Lord. For you have always dreamed of a ministry that would touch all of the young people. You have literally desired to take young people to build a work, and I'm going to take your hearts, the both of you, and you will have a church full of the 20s and the 30s and even the teens. It will be filled with them, saith the Lord. And you will go among the colleges and begin to communicate with them. I'm going to give you favor with the high schools. And you're going to be able to go into the high schools. And I'm going to unlock finances through grants that you might even minister to the drug addicts. And I'm going to supply leaders under both of you that will carry the work of the Lord. For I give you that apostolic anointing. For you have been faithful as a pastor. Even now, saith the Lord, my strength begins to flow inside of both of you, and you will have a dog determination regarding building, and you shall build even that edifice that will bring glory to my name, and you will establish men and women in the faith, and they shall grow. And like you see tonight, you will ordain men and women not many years from now. You will begin to send them out. You will send them out. You will send them out. You will send them out. The anointing of God comes upon both of you. For I hear the Lord say, because of your faithfulness, even when it was not popular, when it broke everything inside of you, when you gave up many opportunities for the sake of this house and for the sake of the ministry. You forsook that which would bring greater finance for the sake of this house. And because of this, I will not forsake you. For you will move with the favor of the Lord. And you both shall move like a team, well synchronized together. And I'm going to unlock the word of the Lord that's inside of you. For I have given you a tremendous gift of delivery. And you will deliver my word. And I'm going to take the edge off, saith the Lord. That when you minister the word, it will be a word that brings comfort. And yet you will be known as one who brings the sword to those. I placed a sword inside of you. And you will know exactly how to say it and really bring correction. I've placed that inside of you, but I will give you a timing in terms of how to use it. But the grace of favor comes upon you, and I will feature you. I will feature you in Philadelphia, and I'm going to give you equipment. I'm going to give you equipment. You have dreamed of certain equipment. I'm going to give you equipment. Hallelujah. You're going to have a stage, and the stage is going to be large, and it's going to be lit up with lights, and people are going to think they're coming to a rave. They're going to come. It's going to look like a rave, but they're coming into a place of the glory of God, and the place is going to be filled. I see the lights. I see the audiovisual equipment. I see all of that you desire. I'm going to give it, said the Lord, because of your faithfulness. For the faithful man and woman shall abound in blessing, and receive. Receive it now in Jesus' name.
And the word of the Lord came and said, O man of God, I am sending you because you have gone through the stages of sprouting, budding, blossoming, and fruit bearing. For I'm sending you to a people who have known the bitterness of the law, the legalistic attributes of the law, but they have never tasted of the sweet almond of the Spirit of truth. And where there have been countless others who have come before and have tried to navigate the word, I am sending you because you know what it means to live in bitterness and to wait for the promise of the sweet life through Christ. I raise you up in this hour, O man of God, as a prophet to this era, that you will bring healing indeed to those who are broken and bereft of hope. For I will indeed speak to the generations in their varied shades of development, to the younger ones who are merely sprouting, looking for hope, to the older ones who have only known the legalistic, ritualistic practices of the law, to those who have desired to bloom and yet have been squelched by a religious order that is not of me, and even to those who are in their fruit-bearing years, I am sending you. For I have the precious seed of my word of the almond deep within your being. The bitterness of the hull shall be stripped away by the fire that is within your mouth, saith the Lord. And even with that fire, there will be a gentleness. For there is much need of healing, much need of recovery, much need of dealing with the past. With this people that I'm sending you to. And a woman of God, I am sending you and raising you up in this hour with a word of counsel. For indeed, this shall be a season that you will blossom and bloom. It will be a season where you will spill forth counsel, unpremeditated counsel. For the word of the Lord shall spill through your lips like rain. Like dewdrops upon a parched, barren land, so are some of the souls of the people that I'm sending you through. But you will speak the word of the Lord, and in an instant you will see vegetation sprout forth in the name of Jesus. And, O woman of God, we break off from you now timidity and fear and all the perfectionism that has held the deep deposit of God within you captive. This hour you are released, 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 that the vintage wine of God will flow, and that many will know I am in this place indeed.
For I have need of you in other places, that I might multiply what I have given in terms of dream regarding many churches and many pastors. For you will pastor pastors, and I've given you both a bridge building anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you will build bridges where others have tried to build bridges regarding racial reconciliation inside of Philadelphia. And you will have a way of dealing with all nationalities, for the wisdom of the Lord comes upon you both. Regarding the races, and your music and your rap shall precipitate that which will cause the races to come together, saith the Lord. I have wrought this bridge building anointing, for you will build alliances even with other pastors and civic leaders, for it has always been that dream. But the Lord says, as you leave, no, I'm going to supply that which you've given. And because of your faithfulness. And woman of God, I want you to take the hands of this woman here. What I'm doing even this night, although you both are close, I'm going to make you closer. For I have already wrought a deep love inside of both of you for one another. And out of this closeness, it's going to be like a relay system that takes place between Philadelphia and here. And I see you switching places in terms of coming and ministering in the different churches between the both of you. And I see a new level of teamwork between the both of you. And even your children are going to be blessed out of this new level of teamwork, out of this, because the Lord is doing something very precious inside of this family. This is a true priesthood family. The Green family before the Lord is a priesthood family, and the Lord releases you, my sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
From all the hurts. From all the pains and misunderstandings. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He releases you, sister. For it was part of your development. For where you're going now. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just come and seal in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your word. It is true. We affirm it afresh and anew, Lord, this night. That which has been spoken in secret, you have now made public. We thank you for the awesome way. We release Chris and Carol now to the city of Harrisburg. And it sounds like Philadelphia too. For the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Just before we leave tonight, I just want you to just stand on your feet and just show our appreciation one more time to Pastor Chris and Pastor Carolyn.
Kinds of words. It's not about me and Carol, but he's talking about you. I want you to make that connection. And so if that's resonating in your spirit, we want you to take this week, take all of this week, and just get alone with the Lord and pray and ask him, Lord, is this for me? Am I a part of that prophetic call? Am I being called here to be a part of this army that you are building in this particular church? We know that we're not the only ones here in Harrisburg. God has gathered many from around the world and brought them here. Also, there are many who have been serving here 30, 40, 50 years working in the vineyard. This isn't about Fruitful Life Worship Center. This is about what God is doing in this season and in this time. And what you have to identify is, where is the place that I'm supposed to be? Where is the place that I'm supposed to cut covenant and join in and be a part of that particular work? Where is the place that the Lord wants me serving so that what he wants to do in Harrisburg in this hour, he can do it through me? And so just get along with God this week. Pray, seek his face, and let him answer that question for you. Lord, am I to be a part of the prophetic call on Fruitful Life Worship Center?
Keeping in mind that there are we still have a little bit of a time, a way to go. Again, as Pastor Chris was talking about, we'll be talking about our values and the strategy that God has given us to accomplish the vision, the God-given vision that he has given us through our pastor. So we look forward to getting to know you as you get to know us, and we hope that you'll find your place. If it's not here, that you will find your place. But if it's here, we look forward to working with you, to covenanting with you, and to answer any questions that you have. We look forward to getting to know you.